With Christmas only a few days away, some local retailers say they are cautiously optimistic that consumer confidence will improve and this will be a successful holiday shopping season. Carl Biggerstaff, General Merchandise Manager of Tongass Trading Company, says sales are down this year, but at a level that was expected and budgeted for.
We're a little bit softer than last year, but it's what we thought we would be, so no surprises.
Biggerstaff says though sales are down, all three Tongass stores, Marine and Hardware, Ladies Loft and Menswear, and the Dock Store, all are meeting sales expectations this season. He says people are mostly looking for bargains and essentials.
I think they're only going to buy what they really need or what they want to give as gifts. I mean, I don't think they're spending, I think they're more frugal. Yeah, I think they're just more cautious of what they put their dollars to.
Chris Rucker, co-owner of Ketchikan Dry Goods, which sells jewelry, cards, and clothing, says sales are good. He says the store does not have any big-ticket items. He says this may be contributing in part to a favorable number of local customers making purchases.
We have stuff from $1 to $100, so it's just kind of always up everyone's alley.
Rucker says sales are down slightly, but are similar to last year. He says being a fairly new business, it's difficult to determine if there is a pattern.
In the three holiday seasons that we've had, this year is, really right in line with the last two. So, I'm not really seeing any sort of downward trend.
Rucker says people's perceptions of the economy may be causing them to be a bit more cautious this year. Orla Roberts, manager of Simply Bella, which sells primarily kitchen items and toys, says sales are exceeding her expectations. Roberts says sales are down from last year at this same time, but that it's difficult to compare the 2 years. She says the store had its grand opening in November of last year, and the newness of the store created a lot of energy at that time.
We opened later last year, so there was more of a surge. So we were brand new again, and this year people are definitely thought earlier and shopped earlier, and now they're not shopping as much this year.
Robert says smaller, less expensive items are popular this season. Julie Powers, manager of Bernie's, which sells major appliances, electronics, and housewares, says sales this year are slow.
People are, I think, cautious. And then I have seen a larger percentage of our sales being paid in cash, too. So people are using cash and not the plastic so much this year.
Powers says sales are a little bit down from last year, but that TVs have been selling well this holiday season. Sherry Piles, co-owner of The Point, says relocating from downtown to the Newtown area has resulted in more traffic to her store.
More people come out to this end of town on a daily basis than they did when we were downtown, and our location was at the end of a dead-end street in a building that was mostly empty, and then we were up on second floor, so that just was a real struggle. But now we're in the first floor. We're easily an easy place for people to come when they go shopping, go grocery shopping, banking, get their gas. Everything is like right here.
Piles says sales are good. The Point sells artwork, jewelry, and bead and yarn craft supplies. When asked how this year's sales compared to last year's, Piles did not feel she could really make a comparison because of the change in location.
It's really hard to say because we're in a much better location. We're seeing more people, and I think that's a better year as a result of it. I'm comparing it to something that's different, like apples and oranges.
Piles says artwork and pottery are the best-selling items in her store this season. According to a December 22nd Gallup poll economic analysis, nationally, consumers are more optimistic now than they were a year ago, and job market conditions are much improved from earlier in 2009. So with Christmas just a few days away, maybe a bit of that optimism will help stimulate the local economy. In Ketchikan, I'm Maria Dudzak.